Well, let's give it up for this amazing worship team this morning. They did an incredible job leading us into worship, and as far as I'm concerned, they don't need me. They're doing pretty good without me. I know. That means I can retire in 20 years. I was trying to get some stress off of my back before I go into sharing a word with you this morning. I'm so excited to be here and share the word of God with you. And before I go anywhere else, I have to just point out that I'm wearing a nice suit jacket. My wife chose it for me. And it's to match Pastor Ken and Larry. Am I doing a good job? Thank you. They were saying it was going to be the hottest day of the summer today. So we'll see how we endure through that. Before I go anywhere else, I just want to share a little joke with you. Is that okay? Sure? Okay. Well, since we're Canadians and we're not affected by what's happening in the States with the election at all, I heard this and I thought it would be a good thing to share with you guys. So Trump and Hillary were on an airplane on their way to the debate. And the airplane crashed. So the question is, who survived? Any guesses? Well, I'll tell you. Are you ready for this? America survived. Well, there was no Trump supporters this morning, and there was a lot of them in first service, but we will not condemn you or judge you. I'm so glad we're not Americans. We don't have to vote this time around. It's a really hard choice for them down there, but we'll pray for them, that God will give them wisdom. Well, in my last message, I just want to sort of continue on with the message that I shared here last time, a few weeks ago, about I was talking about love and how we need to walk in this love that comes from God and unconditional love that's not from this world. It's not natural. It's something that only comes from God. That's what we as Christians should have in our lives. And that love is actually a byproduct of something else. It's a fruit that comes from God. Amen? That love is not just something that comes naturally. It's actually a supernatural love that we should have in our life. And moving on forward, I want to talk about this fruit, but I want to add a couple more things to that, because it's really important for us as Christians to realize that in the Bible it says that they will know us by our love, but there's also another verse in the Bible that says they will know us by our fruit. Yes. They will know you by your fruit. So when we become Christians, we start growing. You know, depending on where you're starting your life, I've grown up in church, I've had a privilege of growing up in church. So for me, it was still a growing process, and it's still a growing process. As long as I breathe, and I know God is going to be working on my life to have more fruit for His kingdom. And that is the calling that God has for each and every one of us this morning. You know, God wants us to become like Him. Jesus wants us to become like Him. And Christian life, I really believe that Christian life is not supposed to be stagnant. It's not supposed to be unexciting, unfulfilled, unfruitful. Christian life is supposed to be full, exciting, and fruitful. Amen? That's what Christian life is about. And that's what we should strive toward in our Christian walk. So I think it's important to realize this, that a lot of people will say, well, you know, I'm going to church and attending the services. That's not what Christian life is about. As good as that is a good thing, but Christian life is so much more than that. It's actually growing spiritually and walking with God daily. That's what Christian life is about. And it's not about us being a part of the building. It's about God being a part of our building, being a part of us as His temple, Him abiding in us and us abiding in Him. So when I was a young kid, I remember where we lived in this street, and my father owned this. We bought this little land, and there was a little vineyard. There was all kinds of fruit there, and growing up with this little vineyard just few houses down the road from our house, summer was quite exciting. you know, we would, as kids, we would go out to that, to this vineyard, and we would just indulge in this amazing fruit. And one of my favorite things to do was to get all my friends. I was their best friend for that season. We would all go, all the kids would go, and we would be getting all kinds of stuff. You know, we would be collecting it for us, but then they would get some to take home as well. And we all had, you know, my favorite fruit when I was growing up was a plum and a cherry. When I say plum, you know, back in Europe, they're just about this big. They're not like tiny little plums. They're like big, juicy, purple plums. And it's something that I, you know what, there was this huge tree, a big one, and there's so much of abundance of fruit that I could go on that tree, I could climb up, I could stay all day, I eat my morning breakfast, dinner, and lunch and a dinner all at once for the full day. Now, going back and remembering this, I remember there were a couple of trees that didn't really have much fruit. And they were not really that popular with us kids. You know, they were not really exciting. So we always went to the ones that had the most fruit. And then there were some of them that were kind of not taken care of well. And they were dead. There was no fruit at all. Now, thinking about this, Jesus gave us a perfect illustration in John 15 of what it means to glorify God. And what it means to bear fruit, and what our Christian life is supposed to be about. Now, Jesus called himself many names. He called himself, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life, I am the good shepherd. And in these scriptures we're going to read, there's another name he calls himself. But he also called us different names. We were the sheep, we were the bride, and we were the trees. There's a verse that says we were like a tree planted by the streams of water and bearing the fruit. And here in these scriptures, he's actually calling us branches. Specific kind of branch, a grape branch, but it illustrates the point in the end, which we're going to see in a second. Now, the question is, did you ever feel unfulfilled, bored, and unfruitful in your life? Do you ever feel afraid, fearful, with maybe no peace, or maybe not enough self-control, or kindness, or gentleness? Do you ever feel like there's no fruit coming out of your tree? You know, when we became Christians, God gave us, he put a new life in us, the life of his son, Jesus Christ, and we became good trees to bear good fruit for his kingdom. You see, a title of my message today is Abundant Fruitful Life, but in John 10:10, this is the scripture, this is what Jesus says, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Jesus wants us to live an abundant life. Not just life, but an abundant life. Amen? And next scripture is 1 John 5. All this is the testimony. God is giving us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. But he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. You see, Jesus came to give us what we actually need. And he is all that we need right now in this moment to make things better in our life. He's all that we need. And the first fill-in here for you is your proximity to Jesus is more important than your prosperity. Say that one more time. Your proximity to Jesus, your closeness to Jesus is more important than your prosperity. Does that mean that God doesn't want us to have things and be healthy? Yes, God wants the best for us. God wants the best for his children, but his closeness to him is more important. Amen? Closeness to Jesus is more important. So God wants us to live an exciting life. And not only exciting life, God wants us to live a fruitful life. Amen? So why don't we just read this scripture, John 15, 1 through 8. This is what Jesus says just before he was taken away from this planet. I mean, he could have taught on so many things, but he decided to use this analogy and leave it with us because this is what disciples needed. He knew that the trouble was coming, and he told them, because trouble is coming, you're going to have to remain in me. to get to this trouble. That's how it's going to happen. So let's read this. John 15, 1 through 8. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that he may bear more fruit. See, you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. And if anyone does not abide in me, he's cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father will be glorified, that you bear much fruit, as you will be my disciples. There's an incredible amount of information here. I could probably do series on this, just this portion of scripture. But one thing that stands out is abiding in Jesus. Abiding in Jesus. See, word abide here means, in a different translation, it means to be at home with Jesus, to trust him, to be with him, to think like him, to walk like him, to stay close to him, to trust him. Why did Jesus say this? Because it's going to be very easy to slip away if we don't abide in him. Very easy. So I just want to share three truths with you, and I'll leave with you out of this text that really spoke to me. And here's the first one, first fill in. Jesus is the source of true life. The first verse that we just read in this scripture, he says, I am the true vine, which is another translation. That word vine is translated into life. I am the true life, Jesus says. See, he is the life that we need. People may think that there's other thing in this things in this life that they need to actually have life, and they try so hard to work and trust things of this world, trust everything else except Jesus, and then they end up getting disappointed, because nothing gives life except Jesus. The true life only comes from him. Our life depends on him. Our strength depends on Jesus. Our power comes from Jesus. Amen? So whether the disciples at that moment were going into a very hopeless situation, you know, whether we're going through a hopeless situation, whether we're struggling with discouragement, Jesus is the one who can give us life, and he can cheer us up. His joy, his peace. We're going to go into that in a second. But all the good things can come from Jesus. We often forget. And we try to separate ourselves from a branch. From the tree. From the life-giving tree. Not knowing that very tree is the one that we need to survive. That's why our proximity to Jesus is more important than anything. And I was just walking around the church this morning. People were kind of looking at me weird. This guy with the scissors, the pastors with the scissors, just walking around. So I brought something to illustrate, actually from the very same tree that just around the corner. Sorry, Larry. It's not the new tree. It's like one of the old ones, so it's fine. But I think this is going to be really good illustration for you to kind of keep with you. It looks like a really good branch. Not for long, though. It's going to be garbage very soon. But this is what Jesus is trying to illustrate. Jesus says, you know, you are a branch. And when you look at the tree from the outside, like right now, you're looking at the trees. They're so beautiful, green, and some of them have fruit. And those fruitful trees that have fruits, they're the best. But you're looking at the tree, it looks so amazing. But you don't see that there is something in the ground that's giving life to that tree. That tree wouldn't be green if there was no life in it. The city just came by a few months ago. It cut a couple of trees in our street. I was mad. Actually, I was not mad. I was joyful that I didn't have to rake anymore. But I was mad that there's some pesticides and stuff in the trees. They cut like so many of them. But I'm thinking, why would they cut it now? Like, why didn't they just wait until it dies? Oh, there's no point in waiting. Just cut it off. It's not doing any good to the environment. So Jesus is saying, you're the branch. And if you want to bear fruit, now there's no fruit. But let's just imagine there's physically, you want to put some fruit here. You can look at the branch and like, bear fruit, come on. Bear fruit. Or you can even take a tape and take some of the fruit and actually tape it around and, you know, the fake fruit. And there's the fruit. You know, there's no way this branch is going to bear any fruit right now because it's cut off from the life that is there. There's no way anything is going to happen. There's no way this branch is going to accomplish anything. It's cut off. Now, this is what this branch, right beside that tree, I found this, and it's actually off the same tree. Now look at this. There's no more hope for this. There's nothing you can do anymore. This is what becomes out of this when we cut ourselves from Jesus, from the true life. This is what we become. But we don't want to become that. Nobody wants to become that. We want to be a true tree branch that's bearing an abundance of fruit. Amen. So Jesus says, without me you cannot accomplish anything. Nothing is a translation used here. It says you will accomplish nothing. Spanish, nada. It literally means nothing. Not even a little bit. You will not accomplish anything without Jesus. So our closeness to Jesus is of most utmost importance in our life. It's the most important. Now, a lot of people that are not connected to the life of Jesus Christ, we call them non-believers, people that don't have Jesus in their life. They're trying to rely on things of this world. And Jesus says, you can only rely on me because that's how you're going to bear fruit. And this is how ridiculous we can look sometimes, or people in this world can look if they try to rely on the tree. They say, well, let me rely on, let's rely on our riches, things that we own, things that, and this is how ridiculous we look in God's eyes when we try to rely on something that's not life-giving. You know, you're not accomplishing anything, right? You know, this is probably one of the most important truths you will hear is without life, without Jesus, you're doomed. And the world needs to hear this. Without Jesus, they're doomed. There's no life. You know, just the other day we were working in the back and I was talking to Wade. He's a young gentleman that has done a lot of work in this church and helped us a lot. Larry when we need him, he is here to help us. And we're just talking about, you know, life and Christian life, a Christian walk, and how we were all maturing and different things. And then we got to a topic of talking about owning things and stuff. And then in the end we came to a conclusion, well, we're just tenants on this planet. We're just tenants. We're here for a very short time, some people longer, some people shorter, but we're just tenants. And for that certain time that we're tenants, we are to bear fruit. That people may see the good in us, that they may eat of our tree, and they may be satisfied. Amen? So, point number two here on your fill-in is Jesus wants you to bear good fruit. He wants you to bear good fruit. In Galatians 5, we're going to read a couple of things that Apostle Paul left us with. But he said that the fruit of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Now, man, when I read this list, sometimes I get so discouraged. Because sometimes I'm missing more gentleness. Sometimes I'm missing more patience, and I wish I had more. But then here's the answer. To have more of this, we need to remain and abide in Jesus. Say amen? To actually have this, and we all need it in our relationships. Say amen? In our relationships, that's probably, this is what we need to actually get through our life. And the only way to get through this is to be connected to life, which is in Jesus. Amen? The fruit is the evidence that you are connected to the vine. And right now, I can tell you that you are connected to the greatest power in the universe. And that power is the name of Jesus. Amen? We are already connected. We already have Jesus. Jesus is in us. His Spirit is in us. And He wants us to bear fruit. Amen? Yeah. It's like, when you're not connected, an illustration that came to my mind is, isn't it so frustrating? You go up, you wake up, whatever you do, when you go on the internet, and you're trying to get on the internet, and your internet is down. Did that ever happen to you? And then you're so frustrated, you want to call Rogers or Bell or whoever. And you need more of this, gentleness, patience, kindness, to get your internet, because you need to follow up on what Trump said. I'm just joking. Or whatever else is going on in the world. And you're so depressed, you can't follow up on news, and you're disconnected. It's like you're living in the boonies under the tree. You know nothing without internet. It's like the internet is like the best thing that's ever been invented. People so depended on it so much. Our life depends on it nowadays. Like if you don't have a signal or something, it's like the world is falling apart. But it's like that with us. We can't download any good information in us if we do not have the power of Jesus in us. Amen. If we're not connected with the life-giving power of Jesus, that's just how it is and how it's always going to be. Amen. See, He lifts us up. He gives us support. He helps us. He's the source. His Spirit living in us is the source of everything that's good. And it can bear good fruit. And here's the third truth I want to leave with you this morning. God will prune us so that we may bear more fruit. Now, going back to the story of we had a couple of trees. One tree was just an abundant fruit. And then there was the other one that was just bearing fruit. But in order for it to bear more fruit, it needs to be pruned. It needs to be taken care of. So God is taking care of us. Sometimes the taking care process is not really pleasant. But there's some things in our life that should not be there. There's some habits, some activities. Some things are just taking our time for the sake of taking our time. But because we're tenants, we're not going to be here too long. So we need to, there's some things that God needs to prune. He needs to take away. There's some character traits that we've had. You know, we've come maybe became Christian later in our life. And there's still some things we're struggling with. But God can help us. Jesus can help us overcome those things. All we need to do is just abide in Him. We need to stay in Him. We need to trust Him. We need to draw life from Him. How does God lift us up and prune us? There's many different ways. I really believe that God has sent some people into our life for a reason. You know, for us, a male men, we know that we can't make it in this life without an accountability partner or someone that you can be accountable to. You know, we need people in our life. God has put some people in our life for a reason. God instructs us in His Word. He's pruning us. When you read the Word of God, it's like there's so many good things that you know, God is going to speak to you. You just got to be open to His Word. Got to be open to His Spirit. And He's going to prove, He's going to take some things away as you spend time with Him. We need to let God prune us so that we may bear more fruit. We don't want to become a fruitless branch. And this message came out of this cry that I really believe that the biggest problem in North America is, even with all across the world, the biggest problem is even with Christians, is fruitlessness. is fruitlessness. God wants us to bear fruit. Jesus wants us to bear fruit, to bear good fruit. And, you know, we live in a world that is right now, there's so much happening in the world, and you turn on the news, and you're not going to be encouraged. You're going to be discouraged with all the terrorist attacks, with all the stuff happening in the world, with godlessness everywhere. There's stuff happening. The sin is abounding. I really believe this is sort of like the last time, the preparation for what's to come. You know, Bible is telling us about the time that's coming. And there's never been more need for us Christians to be fruitful than now. This is when we are to bear fruit. This is when we are to prove to the world that there's Jesus, that he's the source of peace. In a troublesome and terrorist world, we need to know there's peace. We need to know there's kindness. We need to know there's gentleness. We need to know that Jesus can give us this. We just have to trust Jesus. And because we're only here for a short time, it is essential that we bear fruit daily so that other people may see our reactions to things that are happening around us. So that the kids that are growing up around us, the youth that are growing up, they can know that that there is an answer. And this answer is found in Jesus. It is found in trusting Jesus. It is found in his power, in his strength. He wants us to live an exciting, fruitful, and abundant life. That's what Jesus wants for each and every one of us. And all you need for that is Jesus. That's all you need. That's all we need. Your proximity to Jesus is more important than your prosperity. Even then your well-being, David, you say yes. More than anything. Closeness to Jesus is more important than anything. Why don't we just all stand? I just want to pray over you. And if you want to be included in this prayer, I just encourage you, you can raise a hand, whatever it is. Let's just pray together to God and just help this word just bring fruit. Father, thank you so much for your life that you've given us through Jesus. Father, forgive us when we have taken you, Jesus, for granted. Forgive us when we could have done better in bearing good fruit, Jesus. I pray that you would help us to abide in you. I pray, Father God, that you would help us to walk in your ways daily so that we may bear an abundance of good fruit. So that people may see, look at our life and say, there's something different about them. And they may eat of this fruit that comes from you, Jesus, from your life. I speak, Father God, life into every situation. I speak life into every person and everybody here this morning, Father God. I speak life, blessing, and abundance of fruit. And I pray, Father God, that we would never forget that without you, we can do nothing. Without your power in us, we can accomplish nothing. Without you, Jesus Christ, moving in us, we are nothing. So, Father God, may your power, may the power of the Holy Spirit be present in us as we leave today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. Go and bear fruit, Jesus' name. Have a wonderful Sunday. And we'll see you next. Actually, we'll see you Wednesday. And Sunday, next Sunday. Bless you.